The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA radio network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. And if you can believe this, because I really can't believe it, but I'm seeing that police have had to draw their guns from people playing Pokemon. This thing has taken a very, very weird turn, man. We are chasing an imaginary thing. We need to get a life. And that's the weirdest way I've ever opened up a sports show in my entire career. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. This is why we can't have nice things, because we don't know how to play these games that are quote-unquote fun, because we find a way to ruin everything that we do. And Chris Sale ruined a few things yesterday himself.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Well, we'll get into a lot more on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Tons of things going on in the sports world. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Sports Radio.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Give us your thoughts about Valentina, what you thought about this fight coming in, and what, if anything, was surprising to you.
You know, I knew she was a counterpuncher. We were ready for that. And I mean, she's a tough girl. I knew that. And I know that she's kind of, you know, she's newer into the UFC, as myself, really. But I knew that I had my hands full with this fight. And when they offered it to me, I didn't want to act like I you know, didn't want to take it. I knew it was a really big challenge. What can you do? I mean, I know it was a competitive fight. I know I could have done more. I'm disappointed in myself, and I take nothing away from her. She's very tough.
What was the strategy coming here? What did you expect from her?
We expected counter punches. We expected a tight clinch game, trips, which she did all that. And, you know, we trained for it. I was taught all the right things. I always say I have no excuses. My coaches teach me everything. My performance was not right tonight.
Well, Holly, you're still one of the very best in the world, and I look forward to seeing you again inside the Octagon. I know you will return better than ever. Holly Holm, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Holly Holm talking after a loss in the UFC. You know, she's the one who took out Ronda Rousey, and I'll tell you what, ever since then, pretty much of a letdown, to be honest with you. But that's the fight game in a nutshell, to be honest with you. You can be on top of the mountain at one point, and then all of a sudden you're trying to climb it back up again, and that's what she's trying to do at this point. I think it's fair to call her a one-hit wonder, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. Do you remember any fight that Buster Douglas had after he knocked out Tyson? I mean, that, you know, just because you win the big one in a sport like that, it really doesn't have any sustainability long term unless you keep building on that, unless you keep winning. And I think that UFC really wanted to have, you know, we were talking about it during the break, UFC really wanted to have an extra name, and I think this is one that's just going to fade into oblivion.
I mean, what is, obviously Ronda is going to be on her way back here relatively soon, but what does that say about her? Because truth be told, you know, Holly Holm beat her, but yet Holly Holm hasn't been anywhere near that since she beat Ronda. Was Ronda overrated, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
She might have been. She was easy to sell. And, you know, I don't agree completely. It's a bad habit with college football using that transitive property, like, oh, you know, if this person that beat you couldn't beat anybody else, you know, we're gonna frown upon your legacy going forward in perpetuity. But I think that Holly Holm is still trying to stay in the spotlight. I think UFC wants to keep her there, but she's got to win another fight. I don't think it affects Ronda Rousey as much as it affects the sport and Holly Holm herself.
Hasn't affected Ronda Rousey. She got a movie deal from it, Entourage, if I'm not mistaken. She was in the movie, and obviously it's helped her career. It's had a little setback. We'll see if she can rebound, but obviously now Holly Holm needs to rebound as well, and we'll see what that does for her. And, you know, speaking of rebound, look, rest in peace to Denny Green, and obviously prayers, hearts and prayers go out to his family and everybody that knew Denny and he touched. I mean, truth be told, 67, man, that's not a long life. And I don't know if football maybe took years off of his life, but truth be told, Denny Green was a heck of a football coach, a heck of a human being. He helped young men become grown men, and I really don't have much negative to say about Denny Green other than You know, maybe he could have won the big one, and he didn't do that. But I don't know if that's really a negative on a guy. He kept getting back there and swinging and giving everything he had to the game and everything he had to his players.
Without remembering the game specifically and the ins and outs and what took place that affected this or that, I mean, at the end of the day, he had the greatest offense of all time for many years until 2007 when the Patriots broke it. He turned Randy Moss into a superstar overnight without any real skill. I mean, he just ran fly patterns in 98, and Cunningham tried to outthrow him and just couldn't do it. So, you know, you had this team that really came down to a kicker that hadn't missed a kick all year, missing a kick, and the team doesn't go to the Super Bowl. I don't know how much of that you can put on Denny Green. You know, a lot of time at Stanford, 9 years with the Vikings, a couple years with the Arizona Cardinals, and he gave the media some fodder with a Monday night post-game interview at the first Monday night football game played in Glendale, Arizona.
I wonder if we have that clip. The Bears are who we thought they were. Well, we let him off the hook. I mean, that was honestly one of the best of all time, to be honest with you.
That's, you know, if you're the Chicago Bears, that's a great comeback. It reminds me of the comeback that they staged against my Cleveland Browns the day that the Arizona Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001. You know, those teams just did some things, man. It was good to see. You know, I think that he turned the Cardinals around. I think that he made the bed for Wisenhunt to come in here and win with Kurt Warner. I mean, this was a team that was really terrible for a really long time. And
I don't disagree.
And you don't see, you know, I mean, the Cardinals have kind of put that stigma behind them. As a matter of fact, I was watching that show on Amazon. I don't know if you've seen it, All or Nothing. Just incredibly well done. And I think that if you watch it, you'll have a good affinity for Bruce Arians and the Arizona Cardinals team that came up short a year ago.
You know, I think you bring a good point, though. I think Denny Green is kind of the time when the corner started to turn here a little bit in Arizona.
Well, you have a guy like Edgerrin James who comes over from the Colts, spends a couple years with the Cardinals, and he leaves the year before they go to the Super Bowl. And I think a lot of people gave guys that were there in the years before a little bit of credit for developing that leadership, for saying that, you know, just because, you know, we wear that white helmet with the bird on it that hasn't won since they were two cities ago in Chicago, you know, they were terrible in St. Louis. They were terrible for a long time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Playing their games in Tempe. And I think that, you know, there's got to be a stepping stone guy, even if he's not the guy that ultimately wins. Like a guy like Buck Showalter, who just sets the table for, you know, for a guy to come in and win the big one. And I think that Denny Green set the table pretty well for Ken Wisenhunt.
No, I think that's an excellent point. I think probably a lot of people don't really see that because they're not as close to it as we are. But truth be told, they have totally changed the culture here. And I believe you're correct in how you're going about this, because I think Denny Green had a lot to do with the fact of the matter of being able to change people's mindset and get us saying, hey, you know what, we can have a winner here in Arizona. And I totally agree with you. I think Denny Green got the ball in motion on that front, and he deserves a heck of a lot of credit for that. And then, like you said, Ken Wisenhunt, the next guy up, kind of set the table even better. And now you have Bruce Arians, who came in and has really done the job. So it's almost been like a three-headed monster, to be honest with you. And Denny Green was the guy that started the ball rolling here.
But that's not how we're going to remember him. I think that, you know, the reaction to Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of coaches that find themselves in the top 10. Denny Green is just unfortunate because it happened in 2005. It happened in the HDTV era. So,
I think that you're right on the money, man. That particular quote, that particular occasion when, honestly, the Cardinals had it and they blew it, right? So that was where you really felt the tone being set about where he thought the direction of the Arizona Cardinals could go.
And he thought that they were winners that year. I mean, I think that he was really disappointed with that game in particular.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was their first year in the new stadium. You have that shiny new charm. I mean, they've sold out every game since they moved over there after not selling out a single game at Sun Devil Stadium. So, you know, setting the tone for, you know, some of these guys to come in and be champions.
Yeah, absolutely. RIP Danny Green. And on the way back, we will probably have some sort of a tribute for him. So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot going on in the sports world. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA radio network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut them down that way.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Bull. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
honestly, one of the best of all time right there. Denny Green, RIP. You are obviously a huge reason why the Arizona Cardinals turned that corner. And honestly, I never really thought about it, Jeff, until you made that, you know, you mentioned that. And I agree, man. Edge came here. That guy had a winning culture with him in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning and that whole pedigree. Some of the other veterans that were here just kind of wanted to see this thing get going in the right direction. It was only a matter of time, let's be honest, because that's kind of the way it works in sports. There's cycles of teams being bad and eventually they get to be good. It's just the way it works, whether people want to admit it or not. But truth be told, Denny Green had a huge, huge role in the development of the winning culture here in Arizona.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of the Bears being crowned, they were actually crowned NFC champions that year. They actually went to the Super Bowl, and they lost to the Colts that you speak of. One thing that I was
– ironic, you know? That's ironic. Go ahead.
Of course. You know, one thing I was reading up on is just – I didn't realize how long he was in Minnesota, just, like, off the top of my head until I started reading up on him after he passed away. He was there from 92 to 01, and this revolving door of quarterbacks that Michael David Smith at ProFootballTalk.com points out – Rich Gannon, Sean Salisbury, Jim McMahon, Warren Moon, yeah. Brad Johnson, Randall Cunningham, Jeff George, Dante Culpepper. It says Green never had one franchise quarterback he could count on year after year. Instead, Green found a new quarterback year after year, and he kept finding ways to win. That was a great piece of coaching.
Yeah, again, man, like I said, I mean, we underestimate a lot of what people do because we think about – oh, they had this guy or that guy. They had great players, and, you know, the players made them so successful. Here's a guy that had to play musical quarterbacks for a long time, but yet found a way to be successful. So that goes to the credit of what you were talking about with that offense, man. And he just was an offensive genius to a certain degree, and he had the right pieces to implement what he wanted to do out there on the football field. But, look, great career, great man. Like I said, impacted the lives of young men who were becoming adults and grown men. And it's something that honestly, as a coach, I know this really gets overlooked, man. The coach-player relationships are so important, and they last so many years outside of what you do on that field or in that arena or on that basketball court or tennis court, whatever it is, that coach-player relationship, Jeff, is just you can't really describe it.
Well, we're very obsessed in this day and age with – there's only one thing that matters with a head coach, and it's his relationship with the quarterback and, in turn, that quarterback's competency. And I think that A affects B affects C. And, you know, as I pointed out with Denny Green, those weren't all Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I mean, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon – sure, but Rich Gannon, I know he won an MVP with the Raiders, but nothing special there. Sean Salisbury, nothing special there. And they won year after year. They were always competing in the NFC Central and eventually the NFC North.
Yeah, pretty impressive stuff. So obviously we're giving a lot of love to Denny Green. Just unbelievable when you think about all the greats that have passed away, you know, just – this year already, so many people that have been very impactful in the sports world and just in the world in general. And obviously the biggest of all, Muhammad Ali. I mean, just unbelievable the way that the dominoes fall when you think about it. Prince, another guy that's huge in the music world, you know, just touched a lot of people there. Just so many different people that have really, really touched our lives in many different ways. Just kind of falling by the wayside. It's unbelievable. As you get older, man, you really appreciate some of these greats that are passing right before our eyes, Jeff. And I know we got John Poulter. We'll get to him in just a moment.
No, you know what? I mean, it's just, it's mortality for you. Yeah. You know, none of us are here forever. We're not guaranteed tomorrow by any stretch of the imagination. Yep. So, I mean, you say it all the time. Live life to the fullest. Be great. Strive for greatness. Whether it's, you know, whether it's running a marathon or, you know, just just taking your dog for a walk around the block. But, you know, be great at whatever you do, and don't take anything for granted because, again, tomorrow is not guaranteed to any of us.
I'm amazed at how well you understand me, man. People just don't get me sometimes, and they think I'm just always looking for problems and instigating with some of the things that I say. But you totally understand me, and you get me. And speaking of that, here's another guy that gets me. Let's bring him on now, our baseball hockey insider. But I'm sure he's got a few things he wants to say about the passing of Denny Green, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you guys today?
We're great, man. I know you're coming to us from somewhere other than home.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in a nice little community by the name of Truro, Nova Scotia, which is about 56 miles northeast of the city of Halifax. Nice community, lots of small industry going on here, an agricultural base, but nice scenery and a nice place to be when you're away from home.
Very good. Well, obviously the passing of Denny Green, I don't know if you have any thoughts or anything, but if so, go ahead and share them. Otherwise, we'll get into baseball.
Well, you know, as you guys know, the NFL is not my major interest, but yeah, clearly Denny Green was a pioneer in terms of being the first Afro-American head coach to have much success. I guess Art Shell might sort of fall into that category as well, but Green is the guy that we all know, and from a personal standpoint, a little bit scary when I see that he was 67 years old, and here I am halfway to 63, and this guy was 4 years and change older than I am, so certainly makes you sit back and think. We are not immortal, no matter how much we think we might be, but it's very concerning when you see somebody at that age pass away that suddenly.
I agree, and I said that one of the first things I said, 67 years is just doesn't seem like that long, to be honest with you. However, very accomplished, as Jeff alluded to about his career, he was in the football arena for a very, very long time, college, professional. Go ahead.
He coached John Elway at Stanford. That's how far back he went, and led to a pretty good run at Stanford, you know, with some down years. But some of the guys that he blazed the trail for there, you know, Ty Willingham, David Shaw, Jim Harbaugh, you know, I mean, he turned that program with tough academic standards, which before that, you know, before these guys started winning at Stanford, you couldn't win at Stanford. You couldn't win at Duke. And still nobody can win at Northwestern.
Yeah, but in all honesty, just really, like I think John used it pretty well, a pioneer, a guy that obviously changed the minds of a lot of people about who could be a capable head coach. And obviously we're talking about African-American men getting jobs in the NFL, and it has become a lot more frequent in the past 10, 15 years. And I would have to say that, like John said, may have a little bit to do with the success of a Denny Green and having other people open their eyes to the possibilities of other people being able to be a head football coach.
Did you say pioneer or pine tar? Because I know it's a certain anniversary of something having to do with pine tar, John.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, 1983, I believe. And George Brett was always a pretty cool character, and you didn't see him get too excited that day. But other than that day, but I can still visualize watching that on television and just watching him charge out from the dugout. And I thought he was gonna lose it right there. I guess emotionally he did lose it, but I thought he was going to pop a blood vessel or have a heart attack. I mean, I've never seen George Brett do something like that. Always one of those cool, calm, collected guys. And yeah, it's a long time ago, but 1983, boy, how time flies.
Well, clearer thoughts must have prevailed when he actually got to Tim McClellan. Tim McClellan's like 6'6", and intimidating as the day is long. Well, a lot of people forget about that game. It wasn't just that it was overturned and replayed, but that affected the Yankees and the Royals in the playoff race, if I recall correctly. The result of that game was very important at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't recall all the details, but I believe those two teams did play in the in the championship series that year, and gave Kansas City a better record over the course of the year, and probably gave them the extra home game. And I believe at that time they were still playing five-game series in the championship series. So an extra home game in a five-game series is even more important than the extra home game in a seven-game series. So, yeah, very key event.
Hey, John, do you have some time to share with us on the other side? We're up against it.
Sure. Yeah, not a problem. Be happy to stick around.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, kind of going around the world of sports, to be honest with you, giving us his perspective on Denny Green, obviously the passing of Denny Green at 67 and how he touched a lot of people's lives. But keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Don't stop it.
Dog days of summer doesn't necessarily mean it's a good time to be a dog. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to help your pets keep their cool right after this.
And it's a championship built from the ground up. Not a fumble in sight. Look at that swing. He's sliding. He made it.
Dad, I'm playing.
Well, I'm proud of that Yellowwood swing set I built. And the game isn't on yet.
But do you have to use a megaphone?
Hey, it brings out the hustle.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyella.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
You hear all kinds of health warnings for people during times of high temperature and humidity, but these conditions can be just as dangerous for the pets in our life. Pets that are very young or very old, short-nosed dogs, and pets with heavier coats will need some extra attention. When you walk your dog, early mornings are the best. They stay outside, always keep their water bowl refreshed. Adding a little ice in the water to melt is also a great idea. Make sure they have a shady spot to rest in during the day, and of course, never leave a pet in a parked car, even with the windows rolled down. If you notice your pet is panting excessively or has difficulty breathing, get it in the shade or air conditioning immediately to cool them down, and consult your vet as soon as possible. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. John Poulter with us as well, our professor of sports. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And, John, what's your handle again?
@12 John Poulter.
There you go. check us all out, follow us, and live vicariously through us. I think we want to get into some of the things going on in baseball, trades, whatnot. And I'm going to start with this very interesting story about Chris Sale not wanting to wear the 1976 throwback uniforms of the White Sox. What's going on here, John?
Well, it's I got to suggest it's probably just a comedy of errors. A couple of sides that are clearly very strong in their beliefs. Sale believes that the jerseys are uncomfortable, they're overly warm. Looking at it from a fan standpoint, you know, they do look pretty hideous. We all remember, they were the ones that the late Bill Veeck brought out, I believe, about 1976, and the White Sox wore them for about 5 years, where they were a dark blue shirt, sort of almost like a golf shirt in today's style, with a collar designed to be worn outside the pants. And that was the era when, on a hot day, the White Sox would also wear shorts. I know they weren't supposed to wear the shorts yesterday. It was just the jerseys. But I always thought they were sort of very untraditional in terms of baseball. Sale took the position that they were uncomfortable and he didn't want to wear it when he was pitching. And apparently, from the White Sox standpoint, it was tied into a jersey giveaway, a promotional day. And I don't know whether they were giving away a limited number of replicas to the first 10,000 fans or however many went into New Comiskey, or whether everybody got one. But clearly they wanted to tie it to the promotion. And the sales position was, A, they're uncomfortable and I don't want to wear it. And B, if they're going to make me wear it, it appears that they're putting business ahead of winning games. And hey, if that's his belief, I guess you got to say that, you know, that's fine, and perhaps it is more of a business decision. But I think a lot of this is an extension of the discussion we had right around the end of spring training, where Sale got into a bit of an issue with the White Sox management over the issue surrounding Adam LaRoche and his ability to bring his son into the dugout. And Sale stood up and said, "Hey, you know, you had an agreement with this man that he could do this, and now you management are saying he can't." So I think that might have been the seed of some bad relations between Sale and the White Sox. And you add to that the fact that the White Sox are perhaps now looking to do some dealing at the upcoming trade deadline. They started out 23-10. They've since gone 23-40. So you got to say there's a problem in Chicago. The promising start now is nothing but history. And perhaps there's a great amount of frustration on that team. And, you know, maybe all of those things, all little pieces, but come together and became the tempest that they became yesterday. But if they are looking at trading him, you got to wonder what their thought process is, because they send a guy home that probably is a big ticket in terms of getting back a haul of prospects a week before the trading deadline. Certainly doesn't help the White Sox in their position to trade him for the best return.
Well, I actually,
you know, hey Dorf, let me jump in. The Chicago White Sox anyway could squeeze in one more start out of Chris Sale before the July 31st pre-waiver deadline. Do you think that they march him out there, or is it time to try to make a deal before you have to make that decision in the next 5 days?
I think they try to make the deal based on the fact that starting pitching is always a hot commodity. I think it's probably a hotter commodity this year for a couple of reasons. A, there's less of them, and B, there's more close races. So I think that the market for a guy like Sale, who is still under control for, I believe, another three seasons, including club options after this one, and he's having such a great season. I got to think that he's probably at his peak now in terms of getting a return. And if I was the White Sox and I was ready to cut bait with this guy, I think I'd be looking to do it now while he's still healthy and known to be healthy, and not run the risk of sending him out one more time with the possible risk of injury. I think his numbers this year speak for themselves.
I got to think that there's going to be a team that pulls the trigger, maybe Boston Red Sox, maybe the Texas Rangers. Both of those teams are obviously going to be trying to make the postseason. And like you said, Chris Sale having a pretty solid year, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's like 14-3, 3.18 ERA, and 274 strikeouts in 2015. So, like you said, this guy's durable. This guy can play. He's going to add something to anybody's rotation. And if you can get 5 to 7 prospects for this guy and you can get rid of a little bit of attitude at the same time, I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I do, too. And he's a horse in terms of innings pitched. And I think another team that might be in the equation here, Andy, is the Dodgers, pending the outcome of Clayton Kershaw's health.
Good call.
Dodgers have got a lot of prospects. They might be a team that would be in a good position to make that deal, because we all know that the Dodgers know where their checkbook is, and they do have the prospects to give, and they also have the issue around Kershaw.
It's a nice little do-over to get a lefty, since David Price hasn't answered all of their questions. Speaking of dominating lefties, Aroldis Chapman, after a partial season with the Yankees, may be on the move. I'm hearing Cubs, I'm hearing Nationals, I'm hearing Indians. Who needs him the most, and where do you think he's the best fit, John?
Well, I guess it depends on who wants to take a rental player. Certainly he's going to be a good addition to any team for the last 60 days of the season. Jeff, you know more about the Indians farm system than I do, and the Indians management team. Are they the type of team that would be willing to mortgage a good piece of the future for a chance to wrap up that division and bring Chapman in? And is current Indians management thinking along the lines of mortgaging some of the future for the present?
Well, I think the time is now. As far as the precedent for the front office, we're less than a year into the post-Shapiro era. A lot of his disciples still working in the front office, and Mike Chernoff and the new president, Chris Antonetti. But I think that they make the splash. This is the same management team for the most part that made the splash. They gave up a top prospect to Drew Pomeranz about 5 years ago to acquire Ubaldo Jimenez at the deadline. I think that if they could shore up their bullpen, I think the better trade partner than the Yankees for the Indians and the better player than paying for Chapman for a half a season is to go to the Milwaukee Brewers and see what it'll take to pry away Jonathan Lucroy, Will Smith, Jeremy Jeffers, as we approach that deadline. I think that the Brewers are definitely sellers. The Indians are definitely buyers. And these two teams have traded in the past. I think we could see it happen again.
I agree with you on that one.
That's a possibility. That's one I hadn't thought of. Actually, I guess Lucroy would be the big chip in that trade.
I agree 100%. Hey, I want to get this in before we get out of here with you, John. I saw recently something about reliever pitchers and limiting them, the amount or whatever. I don't know what's going on with baseball, but I have got to think, honestly, that that is one of the dumbest, most ridiculous, most absurd things I've ever heard as far as how a person can manage a game. It's about winning, and I don't understand this one at all.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Part of the tradition of baseball is the fact that, for the most part, it's the same game it was 100 years ago. It's the same game it was 125 years ago. Yes, it's been tweaked. I guess if I was going to see anything in terms of a change, I wouldn't mind seeing the rosters increase by one or two players to get that extra bench player back, because we're now at a position where the teams still have 25 guys on the roster. 30 years ago, they were 10 pitchers. Now all teams are carrying 12, and some teams are carrying 13. So you've got no bench. And if you go to the American League, where the designated hitter is enforced, a lot of these teams are playing with a three-man bench. And I think over 162 games, to ask a manager to play with three spare parts is a little rough. We've got to the point now where pitchers are creatures of habit. They're all throwing to one, two, three, maybe four hitters, depending on where they come into the game. I don't really think I want to see any limits put on pitchers. I just think I'd like to see the managers be allowed to manage and get away from some of the stupidity that we'd be seeing this year with second basemen playing in ball games and ending up giving up game-winning home runs. In some cases it works, in other cases it doesn't, but to me it's a bit of a farce. I'd much rather see the pitcher stay in as long as he can.
Yeah, I'm just really baffled on this one. Jeff, do you have any thoughts on this?
I enjoy watching position players pitch. I enjoy watching pitchers play the outfield. I really believe that baseball is one of those sports where just about everybody should be able to play at least seven positions if you take out the catcher and pitcher. You know, a lot of these guys have actually caught at some point in their career, whether it was college, high school, you know, American Legion ball, you know, whatever have you. You know, these guys are pitchers. You know, these guys are shortstops when they don't pitch all throughout high school. Sometimes they play multiple positions in the NCAA. And then they become specialists as soon as they get to MLB, because you always draft up the middle: catcher, pitcher, second base, shortstop, center field, because you could turn those players into anything. And some of them still have the ability to give you an inning when you're really desperate as a Major League Baseball manager.
Hey, yeah, real quickly,
that's an interesting analogy,
John, real quick. Go ahead.
A lot of guys were stars as pitchers in high school, become outfielders and infielders in the major league. So, yeah, good thought, Jeff.
Hey, real quickly, I just wanted to get this in before we get out of here. Should Johnny Cueto feel snubbed or insulted that the Royals didn't invite him to go to the White House?
Personally, I don't think so. I mean, everybody knew he was a rental player. He wasn't going to re-sign in Kansas City, and quite frankly, he wasn't all that outstanding in the postseason. perhaps the Royals felt that with the limit on the number of people they could take, that they owed it to the people that had played the whole season. I got to side with the Royals on this one.
Okay, no problem. I mean, look, I just was curious. I don't know. There's guys that wind up not going, like a Brock Osweiler, who was obviously in the Super Bowl, but decided that he didn't want to go. And then you have this guy feeling like he got snubbed. I don't know. It's just interesting how people's feelings get hurt, I guess, is my point.
Hey, Dorf, let me ask you this. Yeah. If the Milwaukee Bucks are on, you know, on the West Coast when the Cavaliers play the Wizards and go to the White House, do you feel Dele would be slated? I mean, he was very much a part of that championship run, even though he's moved on.
I think Dele should be included in that.
It's just difficult. The logistics just make it difficult for Cueto too.
Yeah. Hey, John, I hear the music. It means we're up against it. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate you taking time out, even when you're not at home. You're on vacation, so we appreciate it, man.
My pleasure as always. I'll still be in Atlantic Canada next week, so look forward to joining you then.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down for us what's happening in Major League Baseball. We'll be right back to wrap this hour up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball for us. And obviously just a little bit about Denny Green with him as well. Obviously he passed away this week, and I don't know, man. It's life is precious. That's all I can say. It really is precious. And when you think about all the things going on in the world, it even makes you think about life being that much more precious and how impressionable people are. And I don't know, man. I don't know if I would make a huge impression on people or not, but I would just say, if you want to listen to me, educate yourself, be smart, know what's going on, and don't assume and don't listen to everything that you hear. Educate yourself.
I think low information is the the buzzword of this election cycle. I think that as we talk about, are we safe or are we in a great place? You know, make America great. We see people holding signs that, people of color holding signs saying America was never great. You disagree with that sentiment. And I just think that we need to get better. I do think we need to get better. I think we need to improve. I think that we need to let go of the small stuff. And that's not happening. And that's caused such tension in our country.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's my philosophy on this. You know, I hear everybody complaining all the time about this and that and the other and saying how their freedoms are being taken away and this and that. I do whatever I want every day. I think you do what you want every single day. So when people are talking like that, I find it really like insulting that they don't even know what the heck they're saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and I know we got to get out of here, so we'll continue this kind of on the other side. Little politics, little sports, they kind of go hand in hand. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Class A Radio News with Jules McKinney.
The entire Russian Olympic team will not be banned from upcoming summer games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee's executive board made that decision today, despite revelations of state-sponsored doping in Russia. The nation's track and field athletes have already been banned from the Rio games, but the IOC was considering a blanket ban covering all Russian athletes. The massive brush fire north of Los Angeles is now deadly. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Lisa Jansen says the body of a man was found in the fire zone. The 20,000-acre sand fire is threatening 1,500 homes in the Santa Clarita area and is only 10% contained. Meanwhile, it's going to be a day of dangerous heat and humidity across a large portion of the central and eastern U.S. today. Hot and humid conditions will push the heat index to well over 100 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We've been talking about the American Indian Movement and its initiative at Wounded Knee, South Dakota. Wounded Knee was located at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and the issue at hand was the corruption of the local tribe's chief and his known loyalty to the white culture and values that were being imposed. After the protesters took over Wounded Knee, the scene played out in a way that would become all too familiar at later government standoffs. Wounded Knee became sort of a template for protest of the future. Both sides hunkered down, occasional shootouts, arson and sniper attacks, all interrupted by negotiations for a truce. And for the first time, it was all taking place in front of mass media coverage. Over 71 days, two federal agents were wounded and two protesters were killed. Join us again for one other trend that began at Wounded Knee. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
A scandal involving the Democratic National Committee means the head of the DNC will not be permitted to speak at this week's party convention. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
CNN saying party officials have made the decision because of emails which have surfaced raising questions about the committee's impartiality during the Democratic primary process. About 20,000 emails between DNC staffers released by WikiLeaks, and some of them give the impression that the party was for Clinton and against Bernie Sanders all along. As a result, the DNC Chief Debbie Wasserman Schultz will not have a speaking role at this week's convention as of now. The decision seen as, while small consolation, a bit of a concession to Sanders.
Now, the convention opens tomorrow night in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton will formally accept her party's presidential nomination when she addresses the convention Thursday night. Many of the Democratic Party's heavy hitters will be speaking during the week. The list includes President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and former President Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's expanding his list of people who will not be allowed to enter the U.S. under his foreign policy proposal. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press,
I actually don't think it's a pullback. In fact, you could say it's an expansion. I'm looking now at territories. People were so upset when I used the word Muslim. Oh, you can't use the word Muslim. Remember this. And I'm okay with that because I'm talking territory instead of Muslim. But just remember this. Our Constitution is great, but it doesn't necessarily give us the right to commit suicide.
Meanwhile, President Obama says Donald Trump's recent suggestion the U.S. might not come to the defense of some NATO allies is a sign of Trump's lack of preparedness on foreign policy. In other news, investigators say the Munich gunman spent more than a year preparing his attack. They say he visited the site of a school shooting in the German town of Wendenden and took photos. There's also word he received psychiatric treatment. Munich's prosecutor's office says he received inpatient treatment for 2 months last year, followed by outpatient care. The 18-year-old took his own life following Friday's attack that killed nine others. And Pokemon Go is causing some people to wander aimlessly into other countries. Two Canadian kids crossed the border into the U.S. Thursday while playing the popular game. The Border Patrol says the two wandered across the border on accident while being distracted by the game and were quickly apprehended by agents. The two siblings were reunited with their mother at the Border Patrol station. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Many of things happening in the sports world as they always are. Gotta say RIP to Denny Green. Died at 67. Put his heart and soul into the game of football. And left an impact on a lot of people. And helped change a winning culture, or get to that kind of winning culture in Arizona. Probably a stepping stone toward that, to be honest with you. But a lot of things happening in the sports world. Obviously, baseball, you got the Major League trade deadline coming up here very soon. NFL football. It's going, even though you don't think it's going, it's actually going right now. Speaking of going, Jeff Rich is going with me as well. Jeff, welcome back, buddy.
We know we're on the doorstep of the NFL season when people at Cleveland start talking about the possibility of Josh Gordon being on the football field for the regular season.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable. I mean, look, the guy obviously has had troubles and not able to stay on the field for you guys for one reason or another. But speaking of... interesting, because I want to throw this in here, and then we'll kind of get into it on the other side. The NBA All-Star Game taken out of Charlotte, and it's definitely something that's a little political, if you ask me.
Oh, it's absolutely.
And politics and sports go hand in hand. We'll get into this on the other side, Jeff. We got to get out, but interesting. We'll get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Painting is one of those jobs that a lot of homeowners take on themselves. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about doing it the right way right after this.
And it's a championship built from the ground up. Not a fumble in sight. Look at that swing. He's sliding. He made it.
Dad, I'm playing.
Well, I'm proud of that Yellowwood swing set I built. And the game isn't on yet.
But do you have to use a megaphone?
Hey, it brings out the hustle.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyella.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
Exterior house painting isn't complicated, but there are a few techniques that will help make your project a success. For example, paint your larger surfaces first. Start with the siding and work your way to the windows and trim. If possible, remove the doors and shutters and paint them separately. Begin painting at the top of the house and work your way down. If you're painting horizontal siding, coat the bottom edge first so you're less likely to miss it. You'll also want to feather or fan out your brush strokes so you eliminate overlap marks and drips. If you have a large area to paint, you might consider using an airless sprayer. Keep the sprayer moving in steady, even strokes to avoid buildup, and have a brush ready to backbrush any drips or streaks. Oh, and be sure to cover up everything you don't want painted. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
From small victories at work to big anniversaries at home, every day brings something to celebrate. Hornblower makes your moments extra special with great food, five-star service, and the Bay Area's most spectacular scenery. Cruises depart from San Francisco, Berkeley, and five other California cities. And only Hornblower offers affordable, family-friendly options that include brunch, dinner, dancing, and cocktails. For birthdays, milestones, celebrate with Hornblower. What will you celebrate? Book your cruise today at 1-888-HORNBLOWER or hornblower.com.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. All right, I want to get into this because this is kind of interesting. I mean, I'm always saying, and this isn't news, but sports and politics definitely go hand in hand. And I think it's very, very clear how it's going hand in hand with what happened with the All-Star Game being moved from Charlotte, North Carolina, because of the league's objection to the state's House Bill number 2 about the LGBT community. I'm not totally... I don't totally understand this whole thing, so I'm going to give you the floor to kind of explain it to myself and our listeners, Jeff. But truth be told, it has something to do with civil rights and how people are perceived and which bathroom they should or should not be able to use. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, I'm going to start off with saying that this is easily resolved with what I call the brown bag policy. You might be familiar with it if you've ever seen The Wire. Basically, the brown bag policy is a way for people to break silly laws, silly harmless laws, and for the police to be able to look in the other direction. And it was basically, you know, poor communities. They wanted to force these people into the speakeasies. They wanted to force them into the bars. These people wanted to drink on the street corners, which is against the law. So they put it in a brown bag. You can't tell they're drinking. No big deal. So basically what happens in a town in North Carolina is some local politician wants to create a law for, you know, to solve a problem that doesn't exist. You know, theoretically to protect your sons and daughters from adults of the opposite, that were born of the opposite sex, peering at them while they go to the bathroom. To an extent, it does target the, we grew up calling them transvestites. I guess transgender is the more politically correct term now. The NBA got caught wind of it, objected. And let me tell you something. Adam Silver doesn't play games. You know, he didn't play games with Donald Sterling. He's not playing games with the governor of, I think his name is Pat McCrory, the governor of North Carolina. He didn't really set an ultimatum. He just said, let's do this. When they didn't do it, they moved on. And, you know, when I say that there's a brown bag resolution to this, you know, it's just use common sense. You know, it's just use some common sense. If you, you know, if you look like a burly man still because you're pre-op, you can't go follow a little, you know, little Tina into the girls' room. But, you know, I think that there are, I think there's just discretion and common sense. And I think that that's something that's escaped a lot of us. So the All-Star game on the move, and for once it's not a threat or something that's happening to our home state here in Arizona, as we've experienced with the 2011 All-Star game. And I believe it was Super Bowl 27, yeah, which ended up becoming Super Bowl 30 in Tempe. So it's not happening to us, but it is happening to North Carolina. Great opportunity to move the All-Star game. And if they do move it to New Orleans to play it there for the third time since 2008, I think that's a big mistake. I think you have a player that just won a championship ring in his hometown that would love to play host to the All-Star game in February of 2017.
Look, bottom line is Charlotte, North Carolina, losing out on potentially somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million coming into your community because of the All-Star game being there for that weekend. That's a huge, huge blow financially and what it could do for that economy there in Charlotte, North Carolina. So that's something to think about. How does the NBA pay them back, to be honest with you?
Well, the way this is playing out, you know, and I did mention the, you know, Super Bowl 30, which was played here in Arizona, it got pushed back a couple of years because the state didn't want to recognize
Martin Luther King Day.
So it took a couple of years, but, you know, eventually they got it back. In 2011, when they threatened...
Just hold on one second. Yeah. For one quick second. Like, that just boggles my mind. You know, like, seriously, when I caught wind of that and I'm living here in Arizona and I'm thinking to myself, we've come so far, but yet we really haven't come that far. I mean, we're not talking about a long time ago that they did not recognize MLK Day here. That to me, man, is so wrong and terrible. It does show you that we haven't come that far. And that's sad, man. That's really sad.
You know, I've been in corporate America for the last 16 or 17 years, and I've never had Martin Luther King Day off. So, you know, it could be a big deal, but it also could be one of those mountains made out of a molehill.
Listen, man, we're going to disagree here big time. I always talk about guys who are influential.
I agree. I am not putting down the legacy of Martin Luther King and the great man that he probably would have lived to be an even better man had he not been murdered by a coward. I don't want to take anything away from Dr. Martin Luther King. It's just that sometimes you put, you know, the wrong kind of things get highlighted. It was something that was corrected down the road for sure.
Look, bottom line is very influential as far as human rights in general. And he didn't just speak for blacks. He spoke for whites. He spoke for everybody. And I think that that's really important with what's going on today. At the end of the day, man, we're one race. We are all the human race. And this, you know, Black Lives Matters, Blue Lives Matters. Look, to me, every life matters, man. No one life is more important than the other. Nobody's better than anybody else. And that's the problem that we have in this country. And it goes back to this thing in North Carolina, man. Like you said, common sense, dude. What's wrong with people? Everybody has the same rights. We should all be treated equal. I don't care where you're from, what you do. It does not bother me. And for it to bother people so bad that they want to kill or harm or hurt or do whatever, destruction, dude, that's something wrong with you. Look in the freaking mirror, man. Again, I always say this. If you're not part of the solution, then you're always going to be part of the problem. If you're not going out there and trying to make other people better or do something good with your life, that's on you.
You can be part of the problem, feigning the role of trying to be part of the solution. I think that we've seen a lot of this. I don't think the blood's on anybody's hand. You know, the blood's not on the hands of anybody in politics or necessarily anybody in the in these activism movements. But they are certainly inspiring the hatred and the. The heinous behavior where you murder five policemen or three policemen that didn't have anything to do with what you're being active about.
Right.
And that's not right either. I think that we need to all just take a deep breath, take a step back, realize that none of us are perfect, and try to process things rather than just reacting.
You know, and when people say we want justice, that's not justice. You know, like that's what's the most bizarre thing. You have these people protesting, we want justice, this and that. Justice isn't going out there and killing more people.
Yeah. Hey, we were pretty peaceful in Cleveland, Ohio for an event that we did not think would be at all peaceful. So I'm happy for my hometown there.
Yeah, good call. Good call on that one. Absolutely. Hey, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're up against it, but good conversation going on. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Ichiro to right field and into the corner. Stanton around second, headed for third. Kemp picks it off the wall. And Ichiro with two hits now. 4,257. And it's a line drive double.
Talk about starting a controversy. Talking about all-time hits. Guy's got a lot of hits. I'm not saying he would not have broken the record. But little different story. But Ichiro, great hitter, man. Excellent hitter.
You know, if he starts his career in the United States, let's say he plays for the Texas Rangers, just for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they're notorious, like Elvis Andrews, Jerks and Profar, for calling these kids up really young.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they call Ichiro up. I mean, every, you know, the flap of a butterfly's wings. We've heard about the butterfly effect, how that could change the world. And I'm just thinking a situation that didn't allow him to go, you know, to play in that league in Japan and then come to a very Asian American friendly venue in Seattle and have that immediate success. I mean, I think that one thing led to another and it springboarded his career. I'm just thinking if he comes to the States as a very young man and gets called up too early and struggles and gets sent down and instead of taking the assignment, he goes back to Japan and we're denied what Ichiro has been to us over the last 15 or 16 years. I think that we're privileged for the circumstances that has his career split between Japan and the United States. And I don't think there's any question that we're inducting this guy into Cooperstown 5 years after he hangs it up.
Bottom line is, I think he's a great hitter. I appreciate him. I think no matter what, he would have broken the record. I want to make that clear. I really do. I don't necessarily think he would have failed early. I don't think that.
I'm just saying it's possible. I'm just saying circumstances set up everything.
Sure. I'm not. Look, it could very well have happened that way. But you look at the way the guy carries himself and the way that the guy just slaps hits, I think this is who the guy is. So I think he would have broken the record no matter what, at least in my opinion. And again, like you said, maybe not. Who knows? But just based on the body of work that I've seen, I like his chances.
They need to build statues for this guy in Japan. Like how Mariano Rivera is unquestionably right now and probably forever the best Panamanian-born baseball player, there will never be another like Ichiro. There's all these flash-in-the-pan pitchers. You got guys like Hideo Nomo a little more recently with Daisuke Matsuzaka. These guys come over and they're good for a couple of years, but nobody, and I mean nobody, has even come close to the production level that Ichiro Suzuki has privileged us to see in the major leagues since coming over to the Seattle Mariners in 2001. And it doesn't even matter that he hasn't been to a World Series.
Yeah. No, look, speaking of that, Seattle Mariners 5.5 back, Houston Astros 2.5 back of the Texas Rangers in the American League West. I mean, this is going to be a good race, man. Like John likes Houston, but you're kind of leaning toward Texas because they've been beating up on the division. Like Seattle's just kind of quietly going about their business and they're just kind of like in there hanging around.
Yeah. I mean, they are, they've been disappointing since Cano signed over there. I think that they're trying different pieces parts. I mean, when you have Felix going for you every fifth day, you got to feel pretty good about your chances. Try to fall in line with that. But You know, these Houston Astros are a pretty good baseball team. I mean, Houston at Seattle, they're both pretty good teams. And Texas is – I think Texas is going to lose that lead. I mean, it's less than three games as we sit here discussing this on a Sunday morning, but, you know, with the Astros, you know, crawling right up their rear, so to speak. And, I don't know. I think that some of these teams are quietly really good teams, not just the Indians, who we've spoken of ad nauseum here, but the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, I know that they're playing with the Red Sox there, and the Red Sox are kind of figuring it out right now. But, you know, there's some really good teams in Major League Baseball, and that West is probably going to be at least a two-team race all the way to the finish.
Is the excitement going to be the wild card race? And I say that because when you look at the American League, at least, we're going to have, again, I mean, this is all kind of guessing here because we're 65, 70 games away from the end of the season. But the way it's looking right now, we have like 10 teams that are going to be battling it out for the wild cards. So to me, that's where the excitement is. Are you on the same page or no?
Yeah, I think the wild card definitely fixes the trade deadline to an extent. It keeps more teams in the hunt. So you know, only your absolute bottom of the barrel teams are going to be sellers. And I think that that's a good thing. And then everybody's trying to be buyers. Everybody's trying to be better. You know, the teams that are intentionally getting worse, you know, in the present are teams that aren't in the hunt anyway. So I like it. I like that we put that much of a reward on winning your division. I like that we put that much of a reward by being in the first wild card slot by doing that one and only game in the fourth seed's park rather than you know, having it not matter and you know, between the fourth and the fifth seed.
All right, like for instance, right now, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, a little bit on the outside, but still kind of would be in the race for the wild card. Detroit, Kansas City, the White Sox, if you're really going out on a limb, but you would think that they might be able to make a little bit of a push. But right there, I'm talking about five teams realistically kind of in the race. And then you have Houston, Seattle. So realistically, six, seven, eight teams going to be battling for two spots. That makes the end of the regular baseball season relatively exciting for about, you know, 8 to 10 cities that potentially would be out of the race.
Yeah, and then the hysteria continues if you get in because you have a do-or-die game, you know, immediately following the regular season. I mean, somebody mentioned it yesterday. The St. Louis Cardinals are like third in all of Major League Baseball in run differential, and if the season ended today, they'd have to go on the road to play a one-game wild card. I mean, that's tough sledding, but that's the reality. I mean, you know, the reason that we break these, you know, this league down into divisions is so that, you know, there is something for a few, you know, a couple or six teams to win and be crowned champions of that division. And they get the privilege of being able to lose two games right away. You know, you can go down 0-2, still come back and go to the league championship series and win the World Series. I mean, we saw the San Francisco Giants survive this one game wild card and win the World Series. So nobody is down and out. I mean, getting into the tournament, it's a big deal, and having more teams vying for it as we get into that stretch run. When we're competing with the National Football League, that's when you want these games to be interesting.
Look, you got to get in the tournament to win it. So you've got a great point there. And speaking of that, look, the National League is interesting in the sense of like kind of like who's on top and who's battling. Like I would never have expected the Marlins to be in it this long. 4.5 games back of the Nationals. We thought this was going to be the Mets and the Nationals dueling this thing out. The Mets have a lot of young arms. There's so much talent there in that organization. They're kind of struggling a little bit, and they're a little bit on the outside looking in. But the Marlins, to me, have got to be one of the biggest stories of the year.
Well, you know, first of all, they have the, you know, they're along for the ride with Ichiro. It's certainly not, you know, the 3,000 hits isn't their accomplishment. It's going to be kind of like when Eddie Murray went to Cleveland and got his 3,000th hit. I mean, you'll always think of him at least, probably as a Baltimore Oriole and Ichiro as a Mariner. But, you know, what can you say about the play of Christian Yelich? I mean, that outfield in Miami is just spectacular. And we've seen, you know, we saw Stanton being showcased in San Diego at the All-Star festivities, and you could really showcase him as a, you know, triple, you know, his batting average isn't there for the Triple Crown numbers, but the, you know, the power numbers, the RBIs, the home runs, you know, and much like Seattle, they have a guy that goes out there every fifth day and gives you a great chance to win in Jose Fernandez. So, you know, a lot of good things going on there in Miami. Never thought it would work. I mean, I really thought they were decades away from ever competing. And, you know, they pop up every 5 or 6 years and get in the hunt. And they're not just that small market team for that year.
No, but it's amazing how they have that young talent that always seems to, like, put it together. And then they have, like you said, some miraculous seasons kind of out of the blue. And you're like, where is this coming from? And look, man, in their short history, they've got a World Series, you know? So, like, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. Just amazing. St. Louis kind of coming up on the Cubs, man. They're only 6.5 games back now.
Yeah, St. Louis, I mean, they look like they were kind of falling off. It looked like maybe, you know, the magic's run out. Maybe we're too far separated from La Russa to Matheny here, and we're not riding it out. Like, you know, and he's not winning with La Russa's guys. But, they, man, that organization is just so solid. They are the San Antonio Spurs of Major League Baseball and vice versa.
Yeah, good call, man. They just obviously know how to have success, and they seem to win all the time, and they're always in the hunt, and we're always talking about them potentially being a World Series candidate. So anyways, on the other side, I think we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NBA/everything insider. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
As the summertime increases in showers, sent your water bill through the roof, I'm Danny Lipker with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to enjoy those showers without breaking the bank right after this.
Great-looking siding boosts curb appeal. Keep the appeal going with exterior trim that looks as good and has as much character as the siding around it. Royal S4S Conceal Trim keeps seams hidden, plus its true square edge means it installs as clean as it looks. Royal Envelope by Marianne Cusato cellular PVC door and window surrounds are true multitaskers, with four styles that are architecturally correct, easy to love, and easy to maintain. Learn more about Royal Trim and Moldings at royalbuildingproducts.com.
In the United States, showers account for 22% of each individual water use, so saving here is important. The solution, low-flow shower heads. In recent years, these things have greatly improved in their performance, so there's no excuse for not using them. In fact, some of them are so good, you may not even know if you have one. So before you start spending money, do the simple test. Put a 2-quart saucepan on the floor of the shower in the center of the shower stream. Then turn the shower on at full force and count how many seconds it takes to fill the pan. If it's less than 12, you need a low-flow shower head. If 12 or more, you're in great shape. The new models cost anywhere from $8 to $50, depending on the style, features, and manufacturer. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Did you get into arena football at all?
I like going to the games. I like going to the – it's tough when you go to a game when nobody's there. I've gone to a few Arizona Rattlers games where there's just been – so few people in the crowd, and it's like, yeah, it's a little, you know, it's not rigged, but it's a little bit like the WWE, where the energy of the event itself feeds on the crowd.
Yeah.
So you need the crowd noise, and they blare heavy metal during play, you know, and they do things. It's kind of cool to watch, but like, I'm not going to follow a team on paper. I'm not going to watch many games on TV. If I go to the games, I'm going to enjoy it, you know, and I'm sure that Arena Bowl, which the Arizona Rattlers seem to be in and year out, is electric and it's entertaining. And I think it's a huge accomplishment because it is minor league football in the United States. I think that the CFL, I think the college football, then the CFL, and then arena football, you know, where Kurt Warner came from, is kind of the hierarchy of the tiers of getting to the National Football League and where that they can get their feeders from.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Every now and then you do catch a gem, if you will, like a Kurt Warner from one of these different leagues. You know, Flutie, guy never got a chance, but went over and was very successful in that other league. So, you know,
even the guys you've never heard of. I have a friend named Jason Starkey that played center for the Arizona Cardinals for a few years. And, you know, he went to Marshall University, didn't, you know, worked out for some teams, didn't get a gig. His first year out of college, goes to Tampa Bay, plays arena football, comes home on a Saturday night from arena football game, and he has a, you know, for how long ago it was, he has a message on his voicemail or his answering machine and saying, "Hey, it's the Arizona Cardinals. We want to give you a look." And he, you know, he stuck with them for a couple of years before some other problems forced him out of the league. So there's opportunity there for more than just Kurt Warner.
Well, bottom line is those Arizona Rattlers start their quest for that Arena Bowl pretty soon. And like you said, they seem to be a usual suspect. Maybe not every year, but every couple, few years, they do seem to get there. And if they don't win it, they usually have a really good showing, and they've had a lot of success. I think they're the most successful organization as far as championships go here in the Valley of the Sun.
Without question, probably in all of arena football. I mean, they had Cedric Bonner playing quarterback for them for almost a decade. He goes on. I want to say that he goes on to Chicago, and now they have this DeBilla guy that's breaking all kinds of AFL records. So it's an entertaining sport, but I understand that it's never really going to move the needle in the mainstream. Our defending champions in the NFL, the Denver Broncos, making headlines left and right with their offseason. You know, they finally bring Von Miller back, and now you have this three-headed race that's a battle. And don't count out Trevor Siemian in the race for the starting quarterback and Gary Kubiak's offense up there in Denver.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your backups are. And with that being said, sometimes it takes you a little bit of time to figure out who's going to run that ship the best. And, you know, if you take 3, 4, 5 games in the early part of the season and you can rely pretty heavily on your defense because you know that they're not going to give up a lot of points, one of these guys will surface and one of these guys will take the reins and Kubiak will just say, "Listen, you're going to be the guy." Preseason, you know, we say it's not that important. It's going to be pretty important for those guys in Denver, especially those quarterbacks.
the quarterback can't be the most important position on the field. And that sounds so ridiculous in today's NFL, given that it is a passing league. And given that Denver got there with mediocre quarterback play, you know, save maybe a Brock Osweiler start or two, and they still managed to attain home field advantage through the playoffs, and they still managed to go through the AFC and get to the Super Bowl and win that game. So, you know, and now they have a new face running that show. It's going to be interesting. I don't think that Kubiak's ever really necessarily had a special quarterback. You know, you had Matt Schaub for years and years in Houston. He had the tail end of Peyton Manning's career in Denver. And, you know, he gets by on running the football the same way that his mentor, Mike Shanahan, did. That zone blocking scheme, you get ahead. And you turn guys like Olandis Gary and Ruben Drones into 1,000-yard rushers. I mean, that's how it works. That's how it happens. And that's I think that's what Denver's going to do. And, you know, with New England starting out in the hole, I think it's a good possibility New England will be 1-3 without the services of Tom Brady through their first four games. I think that they're going to be in a similar position last year. I mean, people are talking about Oakland as a legitimate contender in the AFC West. I mean, I dismiss San Diego, and there's just something wrong with Kansas City. I think that they're a slightly better version of the Miami Dolphins, where the Dolphins go 7-9 or 8-8 every year. The Chiefs tend to go 8-8 or 9-7. They're just slightly better, like I said. So, I mean, not a lot of competition out there. It's the Broncos' division to win, as far as I'm concerned.
Miami's one of those teams that like wins in September, but they lose every other month.
Well, teams from the South stink in the playoffs when they have to go on the road into cold weather areas. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals were fortunate enough to go to Charlotte and pull it off the year that they went to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it happens from time to time, but, you know, it was all of eternity before Michael Vick, you know, was the first visiting quarterback to win a playoff game at Lambeau. I know that the Packers didn't play a lot of playoff games at Lambeau after Lombardi, but, you know, and then Favre came along, and then they were in the playoffs all the time, and they had Brett Favre, so they were winning. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just tough for these teams to go on the road in the playoffs, and to that effect, also in November, December, and early January for week 17.
Talk about mystique and aura. I mean, bottom line is the Green Bay Packers had a great home field advantage at one point. And then I think that loss you're talking about with Mike Vick kind of turned the corner. And it was sort of that momentum swinger where they were no longer invincible and people didn't fear the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And it just kind of like put everything in perspective. You know, it was just kind of that was to me a really a turning point where, you know what, we've had some really good teams there in Green Bay that have underachieved, and I'll be the first one to admit it. You know, when you have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers as the two quarterbacks back-to-back, I mean, you're talking about 20, 25 years of just unbelievable quarterback play, and you have two rings to show. Like, wow. To me, that is mind-boggling, but it also shows me a couple of things. They were successful to a certain point, but they also failed to a certain point. And it just makes you appreciate how tough it is. And when you do go out there and you win a championship, it's really special, man, because they don't come that often. Even if you should win, more often than not, you're probably going to come up short for whatever reason or the other. It's like Golden State. Yeah, Cleveland was there. They had a chance. But
hey, let me jump on something before we move on, because I want to keep it with the Packers for a second.
Huh?
And the epitome of what you're saying can all be traced back to I know that the Michael Vick play, the Atlanta Falcons playoff win kind of sparked things. But the epitome of the whole situation, and I know that Aaron Rodgers got the win against the Steelers, and that was awesome to see. But that 2007 or the January 2008 AFC Championship when the undefeated Patriots waited on the other side, the Packers had that game. You know, Brett Favre throws the interception late. Tynes hits the field goal. They let, you know, the Giants escape. I mean, there is no way that the quarterback situation that Tom Coughlin had with Eli Manning for about the last decade in New York is anything better than what the Packers have been from Favre through the present with Rodgers. So I get the disappointment, and I think it comes down to silly losses like that NFC Championship game that you had at home on the most bitter cold day in the history of the world post-Ice Age.
Well, and then the Seattle debacle. I mean, you know, there's just so many weird ways that that ball can bounce and whatnot.
But when you have those rings in your back pocket, you're not the Browns and you're not the Buffalo Bills that gave away that opportunity. Championships kind of validate everything. And even if it's just one, like you know, you were getting to that Cleveland has and that Golden State has, it shuts the doubters up, and it should.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is everybody's playing these games to be a champion and to win and have that thing that we call greatness and have that be put with them or, you know, accompanied to their name. So, look, but bottom line is, the Packers, in my humble opinion, I'm a huge diehard fan, but I'm also objective about what's gone on over the past decade or two. And there's been a certain amount of failure along with a certain amount of success. But that's the bittersweetness of sports in a nutshell, man, is, you know, you have these emotions that can be riding so high. And then you have these emotions that can be riding so low. And you just there's no rhyme or reason for it. And sometimes you win when you shouldn't win. And sometimes you lose when you should win. It's just the way it goes. And it's sports, and that's why they play the games, and that's why we say anything can happen on any given Sunday or any given Saturday, whatever arena it's at. It you never know when it's going to be your time. So, speaking of that, Drew Brees, man, real quickly, is it time for him to sign a deal? Is it time for him to move on? I mean, what do you think happens there?
I think that bond. You know, I think that any semblance of success for Drew Brees has to be tied to Sean Payton. So I think that Brees stays as long as Payton stays, but it's time to sign. I think that it's like one of those inevitable things that it will happen. I can't see Drew Brees ever playing in another uniform in the National Football League.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you. It's like, it would be so weird. It's not like the same as Peyton Manning going to Denver to kind of close things out. I don't see it like that personally. It'll be interesting to see how that all takes place and what happens there. And the bottom line is you don't want your relationships to be too messed up so that you can't get a deal. What about obviously you saw the news about the Cowboys, Elliott accused of domestic assault. Look, it's just too much. Too many times we see this happening in the NFL and everywhere else.
Well, let's let the process play out. I mean, you know, it's a heinous thing if it's true, and it's also a heinous thing if this woman is lying and it's not true. But no love for Ezekiel, and if you take this story at face value, and I don't think you should at this point.
Yeah. Anyways, one final segment left in the program, so keep it close. You never want to miss what we say in our parting shots because, truth be told, we have no idea. At least I have no idea what I'm going to say until I do it at that moment. And if you know me, anything can come out of my mouth. So be ready. Just hang tight. One final segment. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thank you. Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gotta thank Jeff Rich. He's always with me, man, and does a great job. I don't know if I tell you enough, man, how good of a job you do for me on the program. So I do appreciate you taking your time out every Sunday with me and talking about the world of sports. And it's your parting shot time, man. You're up.
I do appreciate the kind words. I'm not sure that the words I have for the Big 12 football conference or the Big 12 conference in college sports in general. I am fascinated by putting these different teams from the old Big 8 and the new Big 12 into the Pac-12, the Big 10, the SEC. I think it's just so much fun, and it's like my version of fantasy fiction, which is pathetic considering I'm 38.
My parting shot is just kind of one of those ones of kind of a call to people to just relax, man, and just chill out. Quit being so crazy about what's happening in the world, because truth be told, you're part of the reason why all these things that are going on are going on. Try to do better. Try to help somebody out. Go out of your way to give a guy a dollar that's standing on the curb who has one of those will work for food signs. Do something positive. Go make somebody else feel good about themselves instead of having all this hate, because hate is so easy to have and it's contagious and it's spreading like a wildfire does here in the Arizona desert. And I'll be honest with you, man, we got to turn it around. We got to figure out a way to get through this because, in all honesty, we are great. We don't need to be turned back to being great. So get that stuff out of your head. For Jeff Rich, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. I'm out of here. Until next time, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.